"'Tis the season. And all across DFW, Christmas lights are in full glow. While there are many great areas to see great Christmas lights, one of the best is the Deerfield Plano Christmas lights. There's no argument that the Christmas lights at Deerfield Plano are spectacular, but now that it's become so popular, navigating it can be a bit of a challenge. Here we bring you everything you need to know to make your trip to Deerfield Plano a merry one. It all started years ago when Deerfield was being built, among undeveloped fields in an area some considered too far north. To get people interested, the builders offered homeowners big cash prizes to decorate their homes for the holidays. The first place received $5,000. Things got serious. Besides stringing millions of lights, people covered their lawns in cotton to look like snow, put animated figures on display, including fake animated figures made out of actual people, and handed out Christmas candy to draw people in. The competition continued even after the contest was retired, creating a tradition that endures to this day. Ways to visit. By car. This is the most popular way to visit, since it requires not prior planning, is totally free, and you can leave anytime you want. The downside is that someone has to drive, you may get caught in traffic, and a car window doesn't afford the best view of these incredible Christmas lights. On foot. A walking tour through the Deerfield Plano Christmas lights is a magical experience. If you do decide to walk, only park north of the clubhouse, and please choose a street that isn't congested with cars driving through to see the Christmas lights. A great spot to park is at Hahn Elementary School, then walk south down Betty Hahn Drive. By horse-drawn carriage. This option is so popular they sell out early, so book now. Here's your route through the Deerfield Plano Christmas lights. It's best to avoid the crowds, otherwise, the line of cars trying to enter the neighborhood can clog up Legacy Drive. Go on a weeknight, either early in the evening or late, around 5:30-7 or 9 to 10 p.m. We've tested the following route. This guide will get you to the most amazing displays of Christmas lights while, hopefully, stopping you from getting stuck in traffic. Enter Legacy Road. Enter at Archgate Drive off Legacy Drive. Note that Archgate is by far the busiest entrance to Deerfield. It's not your only option. You can also enter off of Ohio Drive, by Courtyard Trail, looping around Ebony Court and skipping down to Step 4. There's also Adrian Way, Sundance Drive, or Quincy Lane turning right down Betty Hahn Drive. From Preston Meadow, enter Jenkins and work your way south. From Archgate, turn left down Hallmark Drive. Turn left down Ebony Court. At the junction of Ebony and Hallmark, look out for the house on your left. There's a hidden Santa hanging upside down. Loop around the Ebony Court cul-de-sac and back up straight to Courtyard Trail. Make sure you take a good look at the house on the north junction of Ebony and Hallmark, where there's a full menagerie, including a panda, polar bear, and flamingos. They also have sneaky gnomes hiding on top of the fence. Turn right down Courtyard Trail. Turn left up Colonnade. Turn left on Adrian Way. Turn right up Interlude. Turn right along Pembroke Court. The house at the corner of Pembroke Court and Parchment Trail has fairy tale inspired decor and a photo op. There's a sleigh for pedestrians to take pictures in. Keep in mind there's no parking here, this is only for people who are doing a walking tour. Turn left up Betty Hahn Drive. Take a right along Old Pond Drive and complete the cul-de-sac loop to see one of Deerfield's famous attractions, the Zephyr's House. See their 104,000 lights with synchronizing music, which is broadcasted on FM station 92.3. Turn right up Pathway Lane. This will take you on a loop around Deerfield Central Park Square. Turn left down Staten Island and continue down and loop around the cul-de-sac. Look out for the dancing Santas and the sleigh flying over the street. Right down Crepe Myrtle Lane. Look out for the gigantic Rudolph at the house right at the end of the street, at the junction of Old Pond. Turn left on Old Pond. Turn right on Archgate. Turn left on Turnberry Court and loop the cul-de-sac. On this street, 16 Deerfield houses have synchronized their displays. Turn right back onto Archgate. Turn right along Deer Run, Hitching Post and loop around the cul-de-sac. Turn right back onto Archgate. Turn left down Southgate Drive and exit via Preston Meadow Drive or carry on down Archgate. Then turn left on Hallmark, loop round that cul-de-sac and turn left back onto Archgate and exit. Pro tips for the best Christmas lights experience. To avoid the crowds, go on a weeknight and go early or late, around 5:30-7 or 9 to 10 p.m. While the above driving route is great, walking through Deerfield Plano is a magical experience. You may not get to see everything, but when you walk you really get to enjoy the magic. Get into the holiday spirit. Wear Christmas hats, take holiday snacks and be ready for merriment. Consider taking cash for donations. There are a number of homes that are making collections for local nonprofits, so be prepared for that and give generously. Go to the restroom before you leave home. There are no public restrooms. Take lots of photos, but don't take so many photos you forget to enjoy the magical moments with your family. You can always post the best photos once you're home and the kids are in bed. Be patient. There will likely be traffic, but if you just go with the flow, it won't be anything a little holiday cheer can't overcome. Horse-drawn carriages are available to tour the Christmas lights at Deerfield Plano, but you do need to reserve in advance. This article was originally posted on November 21, 2021.